It's time to felk it. Strap in, sit tight and hold for a spectacular ride. Our wonderful sponsors are not responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouths. Please do not hold them accountable. Here's Kari and Alicia.
So this is another weird thing.
Hey, Kari.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. This is another weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
That's our new intro.
Female weird, man.
Of the kind. This is another weird thing. Coming to you from Traeger's Bar, opens at 4. Doghouse opens at 5. Kari, you're having some hip issues today, and I am very sorry.
We've just decided how much it sucks to get old, because you can't just pull a muscle anymore, folks.
You can't just keep on ignoring a problem that's debilitating? Is that a good way to describe
it? Yeah, I called it a painful son of a bitch, but debilitating works.
A painful son of a bitch. Well, thanks for joining us. You, and you out there listening in listener land, and you over there at the bar looking lonely and sad.
Oh.
And you, the imaginary man. No, there's no one at the bar, so apparently.
I have multiple personalities, so.
So sitting me alone with myself. How many would you say you have?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the other one.
Yeah, that's true.
Honest answer.
That's true. Today is a weird one of those days that it's a Wednesday, but it's not because you had the Monday off. Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, late everyone.
Yeah, and no one can wear white. Cheating, I'm a rebel. I'm going to wear white next week just to make a point.
I wore white yesterday just to prove a point, so I get what you're saying. I used to know the exact definition and reason why, and like labor class and all of that.
And you're not supposed to wear white until after
Memorial?
I think white's a summer color, and it was a fashion taboo. I don't think it's anything else. Where the hell is our Google when we need her?
Oh, I think it had something to do with social classes, like blue collar and white collar.
We will ask Google when Google gets here.
TBD. What's new? Whoa.
Oh, your voice just changed. That was adorable.
What's new?
Other than hip pain, nothing. Yeah, what's new with you? What'd you do this weekend?
You know, I went to Albuquerque. It was a hoot and holler. My cousin lives there. I golfed all day on Sunday at Sandia, and it was beautiful. And I sucked, and I loved every minute of it. I can't golf once every 2 months and expect to keep up with these men. I can't. They're playing from whites. You don't know what that means.
Not at all.
They're playing from whites, and they are, like, put out if I want to go from the ladies' tees. But
all I heard was dudes put out.
Yeah, that's about right, Kari. Yeah, those you would. But, yeah, it was fun. And then we went out. We went out in the town. Did some dancing, which... my hip is bragging right now that I danced, and you're can barely walk, but I danced.
I never realized how much hip pain hurts and can radiate the entire body, and how muscle spasms can actually swell and be seen from the outside.
I thought you were going to say from space.
Well, that's how big it felt. It looked like I had a softball on my hip.
Well, it really did, and I didn't even see it at the worst part. So
yeah.
I went and fed your dogs, and that was about the end of my good deeds for the day. So
nice.
Thank God you got there and you're back in one piece and you got what you need and you're somewhat in one piece anyway. But
right.
Hey, guess what?
Here's two good friends. I had homies pick me up from the ER, take me back, feed the dogs, check on me, and ask me how much for my painkillers. Good times. If you don't have that circle of friend, well, I originally put in the group text. I was like, hey, is anyone handy? And they're like, what you need? And I was like, well, I'll just throw you handy. I don't want to worry anyone. I was like, I need a ride to the R. These are solid homies. Like, I've had 4 vodkas. So everyone's just like, I've had 7 beers. I'm all, okay, wrong friend group. I thought it was funny, though, because it's like, those are my solid bitches right there. Telling no lies.
I had a football draft, so I apologize. But after that, I was able to feed your dog.
Which was helpful.
Yeah, this is my 5th football draft. And I know that you're in -5 football drafts.
That's like that one time at the garage sale, and like, everyone's like, how much did you make? I'm like, I'm negative.
Negative?
Remember our garage sale? Because everyone else's stuff. I was like, how the hell does this happen?
It cost me $1 million to have this yard sale. Yeah, I don't... Well, you were in the purge. You were in the money-making. Other people were in the purge.
I ended up negative.
I know, which doesn't... Maybe you should have been a purge mentality.
Maybe.
Yeah. This is definitely Morrissey, by the way.
Yes.
Triggers has pretty good playlists most of the time. I can't think of Well, I can't think of one single song that they've played that I've hated, but I'm not curious.
They seem to be on a Morrissey kick today, and I kind of like it. I dig it. It's the killing time.
Shout out to the bartender.
Do we know his name?
I don't know. I think he might be newer. I just might be dumb and blind and shy and
I'll find out.
Rude.
I'll find
dumb
out.
Dumb and blind and shy and rude.
Wow.
I was going to say something.
Oh, God. Was it a Helen Keller joke?
Yes.
No more Helen Keller jokes.
It was a lie. She wasn't even blind. I guess there is a golf tournament, a GW Posey golf tournament this weekend at the country club that my other cousin is coming down for. Do you know Justin Skaggs? He is Trevor's older brother.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's coming down this weekend, so I'm going to try to see him if he can squeeze it in. I know it's in, you know, whatever, but whatever.
So what's new with your cousins? I know you're close.
What's new with my cousins? Nothing much. They're doing great. But I did listen to this podcast on the way from Albuquerque.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tell us we're better.
First of all, tell us.
See, I already referred to my multiple personalities. Tell us we're better.
First of all, my ride back from Albuquerque was the hardest thing ever. There was cops everywhere. It's holiday weekend. And I was so tired from staying up dancing. I don't know if you heard. I was dancing. But I was so tired driving back. I had to stop and take a nap. So anyway, I was listening to this podcast. And it was talking about this girl who's dating this guy who they've been dating for like a year and a half. And she loves him, from what I can tell, from whatever. But he has a visa and it's expiring in 6 months unless she marries him. So do you marry this person because you have to? And yeah, you just happen to love them. I mean, it's not the worst situation, right? But then it's like...
I would marry them. I don't know shit about shit. Is it a possibility? Can you, like, marry with a prenup? Like, a prenup saying you will never have access to any of my shit. You will never be able to come after me for my retirement. You will never come out for any.
I don't know if marital you can do that.
Because what is it? Like, things you purchase during the marriage are shareable, but everything prior to the marriage is not. So some kind of prenup that say, look, you will never get my retirement. Anything we purchase together, we will, you know what I mean?
What if you don't have any... Excuse me. What if you don't have anything?
But like, if he bought a car during their legal marriage, anything that my understanding, I could be wrong.
Well,
on this.
I guess I don't really know what her holdup is about. I know that she'd been married previously, so maybe that had something to do with it. But she was
I think
stuck.
The holdup is that it's a have to, not a want to, and
yeah,
I think that's
no
a game changer.
No one wants to have to.
What is it? Goldie Hawn and what's his name? Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together like 30 years, and I watched him on TV once and. They said, you guys still aren't married. Why is that? And Kurt said, I feel like if we were married, I'd have to come home every day to her. But now I want to come home every day to her.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to a half or a want. And if I had to marry someone, we would hopefully both understand that it's just, what's it called? Superficial marriage, so
right.
to speak.
And then one of you would always be wondering in the back of the mind, like, did they do this? Just because of that, or I don't know.
I feel like it could be
probably
problems down the road
for that sort of stuff. Like I would have to know for sure, you know. But,
yeah, problems down the road for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Just one of those.
Would you do it?
Things. Yeah.
If you really liked him, I mean, you'd move.
No, I'll move. I don't care. If they asked me to, and they legitimately came from a place that you know, whatever, I don't think it would have a lot to do with me. They've been in this. Place for however long she's been I don't know.
I guess it would also be what country are they going to?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, like, if it was one of those,
not great.
Like, if it was a female and you're sending back to some country that
what is that movie? Is it The Proposal?
Yes, that one has a problem.
I love that movie, by the way.
That's the one where he pays $1 million to bang the wife.
No.
Oh. That's this proposal. I propose you this, and it's got Woody whatever and Demi whatever.
Okay, I don't love that movie. I'm talking about the
because
one
because it sets
Ryan
up
Reynolds,
future.
Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, Canada. Is that one called The Proposal? What's the other one?
Indecent Proposal.
Oh, I knew it had Proposal. See? Go me.
What's that one that's indecent? The Proposal.
Because it's not a problem at first until it becomes a problem later in the marriage, so right. I think if it was marriage for citizenship...
Yeah,
it's a problem later, because then 10 years down the road, you're like, I didn't even want to marry your bitch ass. It's your turn to do the dishes, fucker. You know, like...
Oh, that sounds like you've been in this fight.
It's a good time, man. Good time.
It's a great time. What a time to be alive. I don't know. It's just something to think about. I guess one of those... And most of us
unless
will never...
Unless you're paid.
Well,
I know. I've heard. of immigrants willing to pay people to marry them.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. I've never known any personally, but yeah, I've heard of it too. But
well, you'll know when I no longer have a job. Well, I still don't have a job, but you know when all of a sudden I'm not financially worried that I have a new husband.
Well,
for other reasons.
There will be signs.
There will be signs.
How funny. Yeah, it's just something to think about. And most of us will never have to deal with that. And thank God, you know. So, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
You got married and you didn't keep someone in the country, did you?
That person was already in the country, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there was it the other day we were at the bar and some guy was like, hey, you're fun. Are you single? I was like, I have an ex-husband, a current husband, and a boyfriend. You should walk now. Huh? And he goes, are you kidding? And my friend goes, Shane Lyon. Shane Lyon. I was like, yeah, I don't. But well, I don't
you're
know.
Just missing a little...
Side guy.
Yeah, is that what they call him, side guy?
I don't know.
You don't have one.
I don't think the boyfriend. I don't think the boyfriend would appreciate that, though.
Well, if he knew what he was signing up for. Some people are into weird shit. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Can I marry off each of my personalities?
No.
Oh, that's lame.
I think that's...
Is that legally recognized?
No. I don't remember what that's called, but it's...
Multiple personality disorder?
Amongst polygamy, I believe it's... There's another word for it, but... Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Okay.
I watched the craziest documentary last night. It's called J.T. Leroy, The Real Story. And I can't even... It's about ghostwriters, pretty much the basis is about ghostwriters. But this ghostwriter, in the 90s, do you not remember J.T. Leroy? It was like a huge thing. Well, it's all about ghostwriting, and it's on Amazon Plus, and I highly recommend it if you're in for a little bit of a mind boo, because it is different. Takes ghost
What's
writing.
A ghostwriter?
A ghostwriter is when you write under an alias or a different.
Oh, kind of like Stephen King did for a bit. And
yeah,
what's
Chris
his name?
Gaines. Under Garth Brooks.
Oh, what the hell is his name? Come on.
Come in.
Who wrote? Don't tell me. This stood for 2 feet. Oh my God, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn.
Mark Twain.
Yeah, Twain. Yeah. So, from what I heard, my instructor told me, but I also did a lot of drugs in college. Just kidding, Dad. Kidding. he wrote under a pen name, I thought it was what it's called.
Oh, okay.
But he was sitting on the bank of the old Mississippi, which, you know, is kind of where both the books take place. And the steamboats used to stick a stick down to see how close they were to being shallow. And it was Mark 1. Mark Twain was Mark 2. And he was sitting there writing, and that's how he got his pen name. Was
Maybe Mark. A ghostwriter is when someone else writes.
I don't know. Let's ask Google. What's a ghostwriter?
I remember the show Ghostwriter back
no.
in the day. Oh, it was in like third grade, so you were probably like 40 by that time. So
wow,
this hip ain't helping you, kid.
I'm gonna slip like 7 of these pain pills in your drink in a minute. See how you feel. What was Ghostwriter the show?
It was I don't know. I actually don't remember.
Are you talking about Knight Rider with a car?
No, I'm talking about Ghostwriter. You watch it.
What's his name? Hasselhoff.
This was like.
You watch TV in school?
Well, yeah, if you were good, sometimes they'd let you watch a program on PBS every now that was called Ghostwriter, and that's why they say negative Ghostwriter. Yeah, so, okay, so a ghostwriter is a person who's hired to write, so not that. Pen.
That would be like Milton then.
Okay.
Because he wrote Paradise Lost, but he was going blind, so he said a lot of it to her, but they've always questioned, like, did she fib a little bit or turn some of his words so that he would never know.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know. I'm just a nerd,
all
English
I know
major.
Is this documentary was crazy. And what did you call it when Mark Twain did? Pen?
Pen name is what pen I always name. Called it. Pen name versus ghostwriter.
And that's when you have someone who is not your own government name writing.
Right. And I think some of it is to maintain fame and.
This is anonymity to the max.
I can't say that word still, remember?
Oh. Okay. Well, I can.
Because
so
I always refer to the sea creature. Whatever I'm done. Anonymity versus anonymity. There's too many syllables. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, there's another word I can't say either.
This documentary had a lot of... It dealt with a lot of trauma. And a lot. It was triggering for, you know, whatnot. So if you get triggered by certain traumatic situations...
I love documentaries. But I can't do any of the space ones. Because I will lay in bed all night long and overthink the shit out of everything.
You know, the first ones that I watched that were, like, spacey were was Ancient Aliens. Remember when that first came out?
Never heard of it.
Oh, this was, okay. This was a while back.
This is, like, the nerdiest show ever. Our inner nerds are coming out. I'm hoping this is intimidating male encounters, because, look, we're nerds,
guys. As I say Ghost Rider and it's wrong, they're not intimidated at all.
You don't have to point that out, dumbass.
Well, I'm always going to call myself out when I'm wrong. I don't know. That ain't me, kid. Anyway, Ancient Aliens was this show on probably the History Channel or something, and they talked about how the pyramids were built and how they would need
I've seen
prisons.
Ancient Aliens.
Yes, there.
That one makes me overthink also. And okay, I feel like there's not enough scientific proof to believe all their little stories.
All their little stories is in scientists?
Oh, wow. I love my pain meds. Carry on.
Well, point being, I enjoy them as well. So, this is our nerdiest.
Okay, when you nerd hard, what's the nerdiest thing you can do? Like, the thing that, like, no one would knew you knew about.
No one would knew I knew about. Me?
Like, all of a sudden, you whip, like, I don't know, like, 50 facts about toenails out. I'd be like, wow, I've known this bitch forever, and I never knew she knew so much about toenails.
Probably World War II.
Oh, wow. Why?
Because I went down a rabbit hole for a hot minute. Like, World War II, World War I. I love that shit. Yours? What's yours?
I'm trying to think. What is mine? I know way too much about English stuff, but that's my thing. God, I don't know. I asked you, but I wasn't prepared to ask myself or myself.
Oh. Well, let me ask your other self. I don't even know what to call them. But what is yours, really?
Food stuff or car stuff, I guess?
Car stuff? Why have you not fixed my truck?
So, I don't know. I didn't even know there's something wrong with your truck, to be honest.
My truck is not in commission at all. So I'm going to need you to come and look at it when you're in commission.
I was going to say yes. I'm trying to clean my Buick to sell it, and I can't even get it.
Wheelbarrow you up to it, but...
That's another thing. Okay, talk about nerd stuff is word stuff, right? Which people would assume, not an English major. But I always thought it was a wheelbarrow because it was metal and looked like a barrel, but it's not.
It's a burrow.
I know, but it took me up until, like, I don't know, this age of 70 to figure it out. It's RR. See, Google even thought it was barrel. No, it's B-A... Well, after the wheel part. B-A-R-O-O-W, isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's barrow. How the hell did you know that?
I don't know. Apparently I know a lot about burrows.
Huh.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. Well, I think I wrote a show... I wrote... You know what? I didn't do anything. I don't know anything.
I think she's trying to say she wrote a short story.
I wrote a short story about a wheelbarrow once.
Barrow. What were you putting in your wheelbarrow? A carcass? Oh my God,
probably
do tell.
All my hopes and dreams, and then they fell over. So, probably.
Oh, I tried to use a wheelbarrow the other day in my front yard slanted.
Yeah.
That is a feat.
My favorite is when
I can push it
the
straight,
front
but...
tire is a little flat, so you gotta hurry.
I didn't. That was tricky.
Yeah, well, they don't make them easy.
Although, I have a funny story about a wheelbarrow.
Okay.
So, my grandma. I had backed up my car, and she had a wheelbarrow in her driveway. I didn't know. And I'm driving, and I keep hearing this noise. I look in my mirror. I don't see shit. I ask the kids. They don't see shit. Cars are looking at me weird. Some are even honking at me. I don't see shit, man. I get to my house, and you know how some bumpers are styrofoam?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I hit that wheelbarrow at the right angle hard enough when I was backing up that the handles of the wheelbarrow stuck in my bumper, and I drove it all the way home. And that was the sound I kept hearing, and that's why people were looking at me, because I had a wheelbarrow stuck in my bumper.
That's pretty... I wish I could have seen that.
Oh, yeah. I got out and I was like, wow, it's an impressive wheelbarrow. Okay, it made it all the way from my grandma's house, and I just said wheelbarrow.
Your first experience with baggage, huh?
This is true. I would have laughed my ass off if I saw me.
Well, yeah, it's... If I had a... Well, the cameras weren't invented yet, but...
I'm not that old, damn it. That's all right, all right. It's all right.
When I get hurt, which I will, you can make fun of me too, so... It's not wood, see? We're never going to win a trivia at this rate. That's not wood, she says. You know what? It's epoxied, and epoxy is a cousin.
No, epoxy is a cousin of wood? What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
Maybe she's hitting the pain pills now.
What are you doing this weekend? You got any special plans other than, you know what? I can't even ask you that anymore.
I was going to Durango for the ska thingy. We're going to find out how fast I heal, because the thought of sitting in a car for an hour and walking around all day, it's not sounding very appealing right now.
Yeah.
But so I asked
you in a wheelbarrow.
That is so sweet.
I will. I'll wheel you around. I'll wheel you around, ska girl.
You can't hit any bumps though.
When I do, you have to go ska ska.
Ska ska. I'll do that because you picked me up and drove me here, and that was really sweet. And there was only one point. I don't remember what you did. You hit a bump, and I say. But next time I will say ska.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, and that's how ska gets a nickname.
It's the hip ska.
Hip ska. Oh, that's the name of this show. Hip ska.
Yeah, it's like hipster only 70. Hip ska. I thought it was the nerdiest show we've ever done, but
I think so. Maybe people will like us as nerds.
Maybe people will like us.
Well, we can hope, right?
Saturday Night Live. By golly, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and by golly, people like you.
I like that. My sister, I said, and I think there's a bunch of people other than my sister, but it's the only person I've ever heard say it. Like, well, it's been real and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun, and I'm out.
I say that, but I say it positively.
Oh, my sister doesn't.
It's been real and it's been fun, and it's been really fun.
Oh, my sister says, but it hasn't been real fun. Biatch.
Well, I guess hers makes more sense. But I mostly have a good time everywhere I go. One thing about me that you just don't know is that I have a good time even though my friend's hip is breaking and I like to make jokes that she's really old.
I have a good time. I've tried to make that where I'm always having a good time. Yeah. I think I'm pretty jolly to be around. I don't know.
Life's hard, man.
Sometimes I feel like inappropriate comments and sarcasm come out, making everyone else uncomfortable.
Did you know that there were 7 planets in retrograde this last month or couple weeks or whatever?
That explains a lot.
It really does. I have apologized for my behavior numerous times, and now I feel like I didn't need to.
Well, my homie's house caught on fire. My neighbor's house caught on fire. And then, like,
then your homie's life caught on fire. And,
oh, this is true. And then, everyone's car's breaking down.
But you fixed them all, so it's cool.
I did, yeah. That's me.
And that's how her hip got displaced.
I wish I had a better story about my hip. Like, you know, like when you have a black eye from something, you want to, like, oh, you should see the other guy. Obviously. I need to come up with a really, really good story as to what the hell happened to my hip.
Or just let it be, because, I mean.
No, I've got to come up with a story. Yeah, that's no fun, man. Oh, I know, because we had this talk a long time ago. I hurt my hip pulling a muscle after I qualified for American Ninja Warrior. That's my final answer.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I can't even do a cartwheel, so you win.
Yeah, that's my final answer. American Ninja Warrior, that's me.
Cool. Congratulations on not... Yeah, congratulations on
qualifying for American Ninja Warrior.
Trying is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say.
And they always wear weird hair. I wonder what I would do with my hair.
On American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, because they always do, like, I don't know, pink mohawk or something.
I already said I have short hair, but if I didn't have short hair and I was a badass enough to be on American Ninja Warrior...
Badass like me?
I would cut it.
So it's not distracting?
Yes, you got better shit to do.
But also, if you're that healthy and taking, like, the right nutrients and having the right diet, you would
have
the best hair. Why the hell would you cut that shit off?
Well, I don't know, man. I cut my hair in 2016 and I never looked back. And had I looked back, I wouldn't have seen hair.
I did the little undershave in high school. My dad almost killed me. But
you did? You were
that? Were you, like, anything past or under the ears went down?
Did you have hot, like, thick hair, though?
Yeah, I've always had thick hair up until this age. Stress, age, all the things. I need to get back, but I had. I mean, my braids were good and thick.
Huh. I always had thin hair. Always. Forever.
Well, no. Mine's always been thick. Like, look at my daughter's hair. Thick as shit.
Well, then, why would you think that if you trained for American Ninja Warrior, it would be any better than what it used to be?
What do you mean, try? I already tried.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Duh. I'm already ruining your narrative.
What's that?
Apologies.
What's that Kevin Hart stand-up? Like, if you're my bestie and you caught me in a lie?
Just go with it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, go with it. It's like, my bullshit's your bullshit, and your bullshit's my bullshit. My back's up against the wall, and I'm like, help me! So whenever I lie, you have to be like, this is Carrie. She just qualified for American Ninja Warrior.
And hurt herself in doing so, or they're just gonna go with...
They're just gonna be like, wow, don't mess with her.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Next time you introduce me to someone, I want to say, this is Carrie. She qualified for American Ninja Warrior. I want to see their response, okay?
Okay. I will. We'll have to go somewhere that we've never go before.
That'd be me at church.
Okay. We'll go to church on Sunday. And then you'll have to introduce me immediately after that, obviously.
What am I going to introduce you as?
I don't know. I guess...
She's ordained.
She's ordained and she's really into wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think we can do better than that. Come on.
Well, I can't. Okay. Shit, I don't know.
Shit, exactly. You'll have to get back.
She wants to sing today for you guys. One of the hymns.
She'd like to get up and sing one of your hymns.
Yes.
She identifies as she, her. She'd like to sing one of your hymns.
And she tried to get on American Idol. She's got skills.
Yeah, well, I did the best with what I had. The good Lord gave me what I had, and that's all we got. So
nice.
At the end of the day, I do like your jewelry attire today.
I love flowers and I love green.
Is that epoxy that makes...
Yes, it's epoxy, okay. Little flower.
Yeah.
And I had not worn a necklace for 10 years. And a really nice somebody, I saw it and I said, that's really pretty. And he said, I'll buy it for if you wear it. Mm-hmm. And I did. And after not wearing a necklace for 10 years, because I have a choking phobia thing.
Oh, right.
I am wearing a necklace and I love it and I think it's pretty. And I play with it a lot, like my hair thing, and it's like calming and soothing.
Thank you. I recently stopped wearing the necklace. So why? I'm in my not necklace era.
Oh. Why?
I
just because?
Because it just comes and goes, you know? If I'm feeling sentimental or something, I'll wear something for my mom, or I'd gotten one as a gift that I took off. And, you know, it's just...
You don't wear any jewelry, do you? I'm looking at
usually.
Your ears, your bracelets, your hands, you don't have rings.
Usually. I'm pretty clear to run through TSA pretty fast without my shoes on. And I'm...
You're lacking the bling.
Set up. Yeah.
I have...
Sometimes I do have a belt, or... I've never had my jaw set it off, though, so that's cool.
My 8-ball set it off. They said it had too much liquid, and I was going to fight them.
Well, we talked about that already, so...
I always have my bracelets on, always.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of earrings. And my rings, for the most part, unless I'm, like, really cooking or cleaning.
Really cooking and cleaning. We really
Which happens, like, twice a year. Have you seen my house?
Whatever. Also, I want to tell you that football season starts tomorrow, so I'm going to be a whole different lady for the next 6 months.
Well, that would be presuming you were a lady to begin with, but you've had some very ladylike, unladylike behavior. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. You're probably more of a lady than I am, to think about it.
Eh, who knows? Who's counting?
Some
not people
me.
Are, definitely, but...
That would require an attention span if I were.
I'm a lady. You're a lady. You can't do it.
Yeah, who knows?
Who's counting?
Not me.
But do you even like football at all? I know...
Well, I just learned recently, and I think I told you guys that already, that 100 yards is football field, because I was asking how far is 100 yards.
Yeah, it's football.
And like, it's football field. And then it was like, well, if you do the end zone or something.
It's...
All I know is it's dudes running and a lot of math, because it's like minus 5, plus 5.
Well, okay. So no.
What?
An answer.
That is my final answer. I really don't know much about sports.
I guess maybe if you were going to say...
I would still play beer pong and screw up those rules.
Well, beer pong is... It's house rules in beer pong, first of all, so there's always new rules. Second of all, you were good at that the couple times I played with you, so...
Skills.
Yeah, you... Natural talent trumps.
Absolutely.
Practice makes you perfect.
It's fun, though. I don't know. So, yes, I can't wait to talk football next time.
Yeah, me neither. Do you have any parting words for our episode today, other than we're so smart?
I want someone to go on Facebook and ask us or give us something to talk about that makes us look even
Are
smarter.
Are you eating at Tums right now?
Well, yeah, I had to.
Things happened.
But I want someone to give us something like...
I want someone to go on Facebook.
Neither one of
us
know.
Give us some advice.
You know what I mean? Like, if you know shit about World War II, I know shit about cars. What is something that neither one of us know about? I mean, that someone listening to this would put on Facebook and be like, you guys need to talk about blank. What? Or research blank. I want to know something new.
You want to learn?
Yeah.
Oh, Carrie wants to learn. All right, here's to learning. I'm going to teach you about Ghost Rider, and Ghost Rider is going to teach both of us.
Ah, jeez. So, yes. Those are my parting words. I want to know something new.
All
Somebody
right,
tell me something new.
With your hip.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, dammit. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.